This guy is a stud. Don Bailey Jr. will go out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Don Bailey Jr. is a radio analyst for the Miami Hurricanes. He played for the Miami Hurricanes. He bleeds orange and green. And when it is Beat FSU week, it really is great to be a Miami Hurricane. Would you not agree, Don Bailey Jr.?
I would absolutely agree. No questions asked. It's great to be a Miami Hurricane this week.
You had to be impressed with what you saw from the Canes against Louisville, no?
I was very happy with it. I really was. I think, you know, and in all honesty, there's more to come. I really believe that. I think that, you know, saw a huge improvement from week one to week two. Looked like two different offenses, but a lot of that had to do with game planning, of course. And you've got a team that was picked a couple spots higher than you in the ACC for what people thought they were going to finish. And you play them on the road and you have a convincing win. You were down by one score in the first quarter and then were never really behind again the whole football game. So, you know, there's definitely things to clean up. You know, there's positively stuff that they can get better at, but big game, you know, big event on the road, and that's something Miami has had a hard time winning over the last 10 years, and they came back with a convincing victory, and I'm pleased with it. I'm really pleased with the offense. I just it's just getting better and better, and I really believe by the middle of the year, if everybody's healthy, that you're going to really see this thing start to pull together.
And DBJ, you're right. De'Aaron King, he didn't sell me UAB game, but I think I'm coming around now after watching that Louisville game, DBJ. The man can play in that whole offense, the running backs out of the backfield, the tight ends. I would say one of the best tight end duos in the nation with Mallory and Brevin Jordan. But DBJ, about the defense, though, because I looked it up, 516 total yards, 209 yards rushing for Louisville. But I wanted to ask, with this hurry up, like with running 75, you know, 69, 80 plays a game, should we anticipate some elevated opponents' offenses because there's just so many more opportunities because we're running so fast that they have to run fast to keep up?
See, I'm glad that you brought that up because most people would not even notice that. So I think, and I don't have my numbers with me, but I think we were at 60 plays and they were at 75. And I did the math on last year's numbers on what Coach Lashley averaged and what UM ran, and it would almost give two more games for the whole year for Miami defense to face. You know what I mean? It would almost be it was almost like 200 more plays that you had to face if you're running this offense, if you're the defense. So your defensive coordinator, you're looking at numbers and you're saying, well, if I had a 12-game season last year, I got almost a 14-game season this year. So total numbers are going to be a bit elevated. So the 500 yards, you know, I don't know, a defensive coordinator, if you played nine quarters, would be happy with that, right? I mean, those guys just take that run defense personal. But you know, when I looked at it, and because I was trying to analyze it too, and the thing that came to me was, and I was going to talk about Saturday night, was do you trade 500 yards? Okay, it was 500 and change, 520 yards. Do you give that up and you get three takeaways? You take the ball away three times. You have, what was it, 10 tackles for loss. And you win the football game? Or do you want to say, we're going to stop the run, plant our flag, and you don't get the takeaways and you don't get the tackles for loss and it doesn't turn out that way? So, you know, nobody's happy with it. I think, you know, I talked to Coach Baker tomorrow and I'm sure he's going to tell me, Don, we're not happy with it. Coach Diaz said that he wasn't happy with it, but you're going to kind of give and you're going to get. They ran 15 more plays than Miami did. So in reality, that's almost a quarter, right? That's almost a quarter, and that had a little bit to do with it. And I'm going to tell you straight up, them guys can run the football. That offense is about running the football, about executing it. and they run it on everybody. And whether he was at App State or whether he was at University of Louisville, he has the ability to run the ball.
Don Bailey Jr. is with us. I want to get to the fun stuff. And you did great Saturday night. We loved it. But I got to ask you one more quickie about Saturday. FSU does not look to be very good, DBJ, but you can't overlook your in-state rival, correct?
Well, here's what I thought. I looked at them pretty heavy yesterday and today. I will tell you that their defense can play. I can't tell you that Miami has a better defensive tackle than their guy, Marvin Wilson. I can't tell you. Their guy is better. They've got as good a defensive tackle as there is. I think our defensive ends as a package play very, very well, but haven't played, the Shaylen Phillips is going on his third game, and he's been out the last couple of years. They've got two defensive ends, a number 11, I don't know what his name is, but he is a guy, let me try and give you this guy's name here, number 11, Janoris Robinson. He can play. He's 6'5", 260. I'm not conceding the fact that they don't have a defense, because Asante Samuel had two picks. He's a kid from Sunrise. I mean, they have a defense. Now, you want to say, are they struggling offensively? Absolutely. I think that James Blackman, you know, to me, the story's simple. They haven't done well since Jameis Winston left. They won a title with him. They've been going through the quarterback rotation like, you know, Miami has too. And they hadn't won the big games. They do not have a running game, running back, like they've had the last two guys. The last two guys were special. Now, I would tell you Tamron Terry could probably start for anybody in the country at the wide receiver spot. They got another kid, Thompson, that's 6'3". He's pretty darn good. Helton's coming around. Offensive line is very similar to Miami. So I'd say they're a little behind offensively from what we remember for Florida State. But I'm not going to concede that their defense is not very, very good. They are very, very good, and they're playing more of a Florida State style of defense. They were running that odd front last year, which doesn't fit their personality.
And DBJ, not even a question, man. I didn't ask a favor. You need to go hug Amari Carter for me. Just let him know that the OGs in football, the old players, appreciate how he plays ball. They throw a flag on this man if he whistles on somebody else. You let him know that the old vets appreciate how he plays safety.
So please ask Steph or ask Joe Zagacki what I did when I saw that hit. I came out of my chair. I got the shakes, man. I had to hit my mute button. I was running around like I was. I mean, that was my. This kid, and you know what's funny? He's as nice as a preacher's son. I mean, he's the nicest kid, graduated, sweet, polite. He will knock your eye sockets out, man.
Yes.
I will tell him. And you know, Manny Diaz had the best line, Channing. He said, "You better tell the quarterbacks. Don't tell the officials. You better tell the quarterbacks
that that's funny.
They're the ones doing the harm by leading that kid across, leading anybody across the middle against him. You better buckle up.
Yes,
you better
sir.
Buckle up.
You
hey, can I change gears for a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
So I asked my wife, who's in the medical field, about Channing's condition. You know, the one that he was telling us about last week.
Not the
liver one, the other one,
the testicle, the vas deferens.
Yeah, when people come in with that, they don't give them a gown; they give you guys a cape. They said you're real men, bro.
Thank you.
They said you don't get a gown; you get a cape.
I'm telling you, DBJ, some guy struggled to make a baby with two. I made three with one. Big
that's
man.
What, that's what. Big no man. Gowns, nothing. Give that man a Superman's cape.
Now, you deserve a Superman's cape for what you did on Saturday night for the Louisville broadcast. Don Bailey Jr., you'll hear him this Saturday night on 560 WQAM The Joe. It is a 7:30 kickoff against FSU. And you were great. And Solana, you know, cut up all the stuff. We've played it a couple times today. We even played songs. He made songs. You want to play for him real quick? Your Kulikitaka wasn't really Kulikitaka. Just so you know, do you have his call of Kulikitaka, Solana? Because the line is
Kuliki takati, kuliki takata. Like, that's the way you say it. Here's how you said it.
Kuliki takati, kuliki takata, kuliki takati, kuliki takata.
Right, it's kuliki taka. I don't know what happened there.
I just speak a different language, bro. That's my language. No, that's
no
my
doubt. And then, what's the, do you want to play, I don't even have time because we're going to run out of time here, but we loved the rhythm and Joe Zagacki with Ritmo, which was supposed to be more Hispanic, Latin-flavored Ritmo, but he did a very gringo Ritmo.
Joe can't roll his tongue.
Ritmo, yeah.
Joe can't roll his tongue.
The rhythm, 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 rhythm of the night.
Ritmo.
Ritmo. Well, you guys did a great job. You guys did a great job. Are you ready for your lines for this Saturday night?
I'm ready, baby. I'm ready.
All right. Have you ever heard of the rapper G-Eazy?
No.
All right. Here's I was not familiar with this song up until yesterday or the day before when I heard it for the first time. But I love these three lines. Fire this off, Solana.
If I hit it one time, I'm a piper. If I hit it two times, then I like her. If I hit it three times, I'm a wifer.
If I hit it one time, I'm a piper. If I hit it two times, like Pied Piper. If I hit it two times, then I like her. If I hit it three times, I'm a wifer.
Oh.
Yeah, no, don't do it. Don't even comment. Don't do it. Stay away. Head for Z Hills. Do not even comment. Yeah. And forget I ever gave that to you.
Yeah, I'm glad you're coming to your senses.
Right. But again, if you feel like if I hit it one time, I'm like the Pied Piper. If I hit it two times, then I
Can
like
we
her.
Stop there? Can we just stop
And if
right
I hit
there?
It three times, I'm a wifer. Which I'm sure you live by the same credo.
Oh,
What is this song, Solana? This is a perreo song?
This is a Bad Bunny song. And DBJ, you've done Bad Bunny so well in the past.
Yeah, Bad Bunny,
Right.
This is one of the new ones, Solana?
Yeah, this is from his newest album.
All right.
I knew my man Solana would look out for me.
Yo perreo sola.
Yo perreo sola?
Yeah. You nailed it. Play it one more time, Solana.
Yo perreo sola. Yo perreo sola.
Yo perreo sola. Bad Bunny just did a kind of a live concert throughout the streets of New York on the back of a truck, and so it's very popular right now.
That's going to come out. Yo perreo sola. That's what
Perfect.
That's coming out.
Perfect.
Nailed it.
Like, hey, dog, something, right?
Couldn't be any better. Do we have that Palm Beach County Commissioner's meeting sound, Solana?
And I will not be muzzled like a mad dog.
All right, that was, COVID has, made everybody crazy, and some people don't want to wear masks. And this Palm Beach County, this was, way back, I'd say probably around April, this Palm Beach County Commissioner's meeting, this crazy man got up in front of the commission and, this rambling diatribe about wearing a mask, but then finished it with this.
And I will not be muzzled like a mad dog.
I will not be muzzled like a mad dog.
Like a mad dog. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You fit that in?
Yeah. That's a football line. That's a football
line. Yeah. I will not be muzzled like a mad dog. I don't remember this song. Solana tells me that we played it on the show and I liked it. So we want you to do this. Ice cream and cake.
Okay, now you got to remember we're running a fast-paced offense now, so you better just get down to what you want me to go.
Do you remember that song, Crowder? Do you remember us playing
this? I didn't do that, though. I never did that one.
I've never heard this song before in my life, Hawk.
Solana, you're sure we played this on the show?
I have a list of things you guys tell me to write down.
Are you sure it's not something that maybe you wrote down thinking it would be a good idea?
No, I'll have another list of those things.
Yeah. All right. I do think it's an excellent song. Play it one more time.
Ice cream and cake.
There you can do
it. I like
it.
That one. DBJ. All right. Clean. Yeah, DBJ. I like that one. I like
DBJ.
That one.
Do it when Florida State's on offense. Their head coach isn't even going to be there. You'll have plenty of time when Florida State's on offense.
They're going to have plenty of delay of game penalties.
Ice cream, cake, and cake when they're on offense?
Yeah, ice cream and cake and cake. You know, you go, oh, Joe, you know, it's a hot night out here at Hard Rock Stadium. Need to cool down a little bit. You know what I could go for? A little ice cream and cake and cake. Ice cream and cake and cake. Ice cream and cake. Do the ice cream and cake. Ice cream and cake. Do the ice cream and cake.
It'll go. I can get that
in. All right. I think that's a perfect time to do it.
And what's his Nesta Silvera? He's balling. And I'm sure he loves ice cream and cake. So when he goes back there and gets a tackle for loss, you can say, oh, Nesta's eating tonight. He loves ice cream and cake and cake.
What's eating?
did you see the video of Lane Kiffin today, by the way?
No.
That dude, he was on some Barstool podcast. That dude put on at least 50 pounds since he's been to Ole Miss.
Boy's getting under that southern cooking, man.
Yeah, and the ice cream and cake and cake. All right, play it one more time, Solana.
Ice cream and cake and cake. Ice cream and cake and cake. Ice cream and cake, do the ice cream and cake.
All right, you got it.
That's my favorite one, bro. That's my favorite
one.
Yeah,
I like it. I like it. All right, fair enough.
I like that one.
You ever seen the movie Mrs. Doubtfire?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. A legendary movie. We want you to do this line.
Hello!
Excuse me? What's the line?
Hello!
We can't find Toodaloo real good, so we had to go with,
oh, it's
hello!
Toodaloo.
Hello!
No, you got to do hello.
Oh, is it? What is it? What is she saying? What is she saying?
Hello. She's saying hello.
That's a hello. Hello.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello.
All right. Hello.
Yeah. Perfect.
Any thoughts on when that should be put in? When somebody gets hit pretty hard, that'd be a good one. So, well, hello.
Yes. Probably Amari Carter, if I had to guess.
Yeah, when they're looking at the replay for the targeting call that they're going to call on him, you go, "Oi, Amari Carter really said hello to that receiver."
You know how hard it's going to be for Amari Carter not to get thrown out of this game against Florida State.
Oh, God.
You know how hard he's going to want to hit somebody.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
But tell him I got his back. Tell him I got his back.
Tom Crowder's got him. All right, finally, we wanted to do something very Miami, obviously, because it's Miami FSU week, and a big donor to the University of Miami is The Rock. He played on the University of Miami football team. Here is his classic line.
What The Rock is cooking.
Can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Can you? You know what? He's got that trademark. I better be careful with that one.
Does he have that trademark? I don't think he does.
No,
does
he doesn't. I'm just kidding with you.
Okay. All right, just checking. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I like that.
We don't want. Can you smell what The Rock is cooking? That's too easy. It's got to be. Can you smell?
Yeah, you got a lot. Bro, we better hope Florida State goes slow this week. We better hope they go to the huddle. I need a lot of time to get all this stuff in.
These are some of the texts that are coming in. That Mrs. Doubtfire line is going to kill me if I hear him do that during the broadcast. Bruh, if DBJ pulls off ice cream and cake, he will be a Dade County legend for life.
All right, I'm going to tell you right now, whoever sent that in, ice cream and cake is a lock and hello is a lock.
No, there's no hello, la, 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 la. You're conflating two lines. There's either hello or can you smell what The Rock is cooking?
Well, yeah, I got them right by each other. That's right. Well, yeah. Well, they might come out about, like I said, you never know. That's the fun of this. You never know.
All right.
Because I go by so the
real
mood.
Quick.
The mood.
Real quick, do you have the Rock line one more time there, Solana?
What The Rock is cooking.
Yeah, I mean, make sure you really draw it out there.
Yeah, I might just have him come do that ourselves. We can invite him into the podcast.
Yeah, see if you can make that. See if you can make it happen. Do you have the ice cream and cake song one more time, Solana?
Ice cream and cake. Ice cream and cake.
All right, you got it?
I got it.
Oh, my God. All right, Saturday night, Don Bailey Jr., Joe Zagacki will be on the call. You will hear it on 560 WQAM The Joe. Thank you, DBJ.
All right, guys, enjoy the day. Talk to you next week.
What a pleasure. What a pleasure that dude is. Oh, my God. That is just great.
He's getting good this year, baby.
Hello!
Hello!